Hello.
Hello.
Hi, happy gingerbread day.
Lawrence, what did you say? Gingerbread Day? No.
Yes, it's gingerbread day. National holiday in the US. It's one of these silly days people make up.
That's cute. I
Then
thought it might be the day that we have almost as long to Christmas as we had what, to the last one. I don't know. Sounds like it.
There are lots of funny days people make up. Yesterday was Hug Your Cat Day.
Good thing I did that.
But why is Gingerbread Day in summer?
That was kind of funny too, but apparently. I think there's another day, Gingerbread Cookie Day, which is more like in the holiday season. But.
Okay, so what's the exact difference between gingerbread and gingerbread cookies?
Well, I guess you can do gingerbread without cutting into cookies. I don't know.
Gingerbread's like a soft, yeah, it's a bread. Gingerbread cookies have the same flavoring, but they're not.
We should know that, Cornelia. It's from Germany, right? Or is it?
But the definition of cookies varies around the world, I think.
True, true.
They can also just look like regular cookies.
Ah,
It's look
okay.
delicious.
I see.
These are always my favorite part of AI generated notes is when you're just chatting at the beginning of the meeting and then the Zoom AI treats it very seriously.
So, German gingerbread is more like something in between those two? What would you say, Jana?
I think the main part of gingerbread is probably the spices, right? So I think they all kind of are
Yeah.
the same. Yeah.
I
But
have a
we
feeling.
have all kinds of difference. I mean, we have the Aachener Printen, you know? I would put that in the same category. And
Yeah, but
then
it looks neither like the first nor like the second picture.
that's true. Yeah.
I have some recipes for German gingerbread and also Polish gingerbread cookies. I actually like the Polish ones, really. They have a nice, I think they have a nicer flavor than U.S. gingerbread. U.S. gingerbread has a lot of ginger in it. Like a lot of ginger, but in my opinion, but also the issue is also too cinnamon. Like when you get into baking, the cinnamon that's available in the United States and that's available in Europe can be two different things and taste differently.
Isn't that the same with Nutella? It does, it's the same thing, but does taste different everywhere.
Yeah, but
Possible. Because I know they do, like, my brother-in-law goes bananas over baked beans. He hates American baked beans. He absolutely positively hates them. I should also preface that he's from the UK, but he absolutely positively hates American baked beans. So instead of buying like the 99 cents or $1.50 a can baked beans, Heinz baked beans that are made in the US, they actually go to the international section and buy the English Heinz baked beans for $3 a can. But the difference, he said, is that they're not as sweet. It's the same company, parent company, same base recipe, but for the United States, they up the sweetness level, and that's the part he doesn't like. And then my sister wants to kill him when he opens up a can, eats half the beans, and put the other can half in the refrigerator and sit there for a week. So.
What I mentioned with Nutella is true. I mean, the Italian one is really flavorful with nuts. The German is not so much. It does not taste like nuts at all, or not so much. So I know what you mean with that difference in taste.
But this is a processed food. Cinnamon is from a plant. I mean, there are different kinds of, but it should, yeah. If you buy the same variety, it should be wildly different. But maybe there are other varieties that are that
Yeah,
are
I forget.
common in stores. What I want to say.
Yeah, I forget which variety of cinnamon is more common in the United States. And I believe it's not used as much in Europe because in large quantities is actually not good for you. Which was great because a lot of people were trying to eat a spoonful of it a day, trying to lower blood pressure, doing a bunch of other things. I also have a coworker of mine gave me some cinnamon that she bought that is a Vietnamese cinnamon that is a lot lighter in color. It doesn't have that really bright red flavor, but it also has almost like a sweetness to it. It's really interesting. So yeah, you're right. It's just a ground spice, but it does kind of vary like where they get it from, and the variety of it.
What was it?
I'm also, oh,
What
sorry,
is
go
the
ahead.
question? Did you?
I was just saying, I'm just a baking and cooking nerd, though, too, so.
So I would love to chat cookies with you all day. But we should maybe, for those who are here for serious work, we should maybe move on. All tickets was a topic, yeah. Okay. So how should we proceed? We have all of you left. Jana, do you have the link to the spreadsheet?
No, not right now. I just wanted to,
Okay.
I'm just going into the wiki to
Okay, so
check
I'll
around.
post today's agenda to the chat, and there are links to our Jira filters and to the spreadsheet.
I found it. I put it into the chat as well.
Okay. So then I'm going to share what we have left. We have staff slips, claims returned, and other. So I think this is staff slips. I could start with that. Add additional user tokens to staff slips. That means preferred name, patron group, anonymized ID needs to be configured, but is it possible yet? Department, proxy, and sponsor name, current name.
It would seem to me like I understand the idea of an anonymized ID token, but that feels like that needs to be split off
Already is in the
into
list.
wherever the list of like wherever somebody has things about like we want to be able to have anonymous tokens because we have open hold shelves or whatever. The rest of these seem like they are existing data in Folio and could be turned into tokens.
Some
Yeah,
of
we have
those, I
to.
think, already exist. Requester.departments, I think, is already there.
It's in here. There are two linked features. Requester department is in staff slips, and proxy and sponsor is in staff slips. Just and current datetime is in staff slips as well, but it's not in. No, wait. Yeah, we are talking about staff slips. Yeah, so we have part of these, but others not.
Yeah, some of them.
Yeah,
There's already
so
request a patron group and request a preferred first name. There's borrower preferred first name and borrower patron group.
yeah. So these two are. One still missing.
This is one that we
At
refined
patron
in.
group, but this is here is another link. At patron group is dev slip token and that it's closed. So what is still missing here? So this seems to be all done, doesn't it?
Except for the anonymized token, right? And then just say that
Yes.
that gets split out until that's an actual feature.
Yeah.
I think the next of the old year tickets is actually about that. You look at the next one on the list.
So is this the
Yes.
one that is split from the other one? And then we can close the 1830 one?
I don't know if it's been explicitly split, but I think you could. I think you could. I mean, it's got staff slips and staff slips token. Yeah, I would say the other could be closed, and then this one stays open for those who want it.
And we should double check though, because we did some work on it with our gap list, right? There was some refinement done on the 1830 one that we did during one of our workshops. At least that's what the gap list table says.
Really?
Yeah, I think
Okay.
so. It is green,
Let
right?
me.
That means that it is discussed in working group meeting. And Tara did the.
Anonymous user ID token. Yeah, that is no.
So.
Yeah, that is basically this one that resulted from the discussion. It's that to have it, to be able to create a token, to be able to create an identifier, and this one would then be to have it as a token, but it should be taken out there, and it should be probably closed. Because everything else is done, and this 2435 is like the first step. So should we put this one for further refinement? Because there's still celebrities that want this. So I'm not sure if the results of this discussion were already added to the ticket. Probably not.
I think the results might have been added in the 1831. At least that's what it says in the description of it. So it needs to be more detailed.
No.
And I think the group that maybe discuss this should be the one closing or
No, this is
splitting
from
it.
21, and the other discussion was in 23.
All right, all right.
So this is older. I think we should propose Steph to close this because all the link tickets are done. And what? Oh, there's another one, 1841, 31. Oh, add additional tokens to patron notices. But this is, yeah, still a different thing. So this could be closed. Because the anonymized identifier is the only thing left to do, and we have this one here, and we need to add the notes from the session we had on this.
So, should I put the label resource access intent to close?
On the 8030? Yes, I think so. Or anyone
No, I agree. I
against
think that
this?
makes sense. We can mark 8030 as being cl as closing. It's an old ticket, and as you said, the only part that's open is this 2435. I'll see if the purpose of it being open. If Steph's the one closing, if she feels that she still wants this for tracking purposes and doesn't want to close it, that's, I think, different, but I think we can say we should want to close.
I'm not sure. Should I put the label directly onto the issue or should I just put it into the table? What's the goal?
We can put it in an issue. Oh,
Put it
sorry.
on the issue.
All right, might do that. I will do
I
that.
will take. I will put it on this issue for refinement. We can, could maybe you could add an info to the table that this one needs the information from the discussion we had, because Tara only linked to the notes, but we could add this to the ticket directly. But it needs a lot of more work. So, next one.
I feel like Vega did address this somewhat at one point in time. I'm not really sure if this is a feature or this is more of tech debt task. Because this is about performance.
No.
I know when we were talking about the search slips, this was an issue that popped up for a few universities where the front end was trying to pull all the search slips and it was causing the system to bog down. And we did discuss about moving PDF generation to the back end, but it was overly complicated and it would require multiple modules. So I think in order for them to do that, it would be really, really intense.
So, is this still a problem? I'm looking at David here because you have a lot of items. Because there have been improvements, and if that's not acceptable, they might do something else. But is this still necessary, or can everyone work
I think
with the
David
current
might have
solution?
fell
Oh,
think.
David has gone.
Yeah, I don't see him on the list of people anymore.
Oh,
Wait, I
Tom, do you
think
know if the
it's up.
notion was to handle PDF printing separate from letting the browser do it? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, that was one of the ideas was tossed around. So what we received a bug with the search slips, and it was one or two universities that even though it was turned off, the browser and backend was actually getting bogged down because it was still silently pulling all those search slips. Right now, any PDF, what happens is the front end queries the backend for the data, and the PDF is actually generated by the browser in the front end. One of the things that we looked at was possibly moving that PDF generation to the back end, but it would change how slips are generated for our printed documents are generated for all of Folio. So it was kind of a big lift for them to do that.
Yeah, I ask because I'm working with a library that is wondering about attachments elsewhere, like in acquisitions apps, and the idea that a stored PDF you have to download and then view in whatever your local PDF viewer is. They were wondering if a PDF viewer was ever planned in Folio, and my thinking was that it's like printing, that it's just a thankless task, that you can't get it to work for all systems, and it's probably not worth it. So this was the first I'd heard of anything remotely like that, and it sounds like that is kind of not the likely path anyway. So that's all.
Yeah, I mean, it could be possible to add a in-app PDF viewer to Stripes. It would could be added as a full as a Stripes component. A lot of the times when I've dealt with PDF, like in-app PDF viewers, like in window PDF viewers, they usually rely heavily on whatever PDF viewer is already installed on the system. So it just basically taps into, like, if you're on a Mac preview, if you're on a Windows machine, usually it's like Adobe PDF Viewer or something of that nature. I've also ran into issues with like the web-based viewers or plugins where they don't always display a PDF properly, especially when you get into some of those fine encodings. But if people are fine with like those caveats, I would say go ahead and throw in a ticket for Stripes to add it as a option for a front end component interface or a front end interface component.
Interesting. Okay. What do we do with this ticket? Does David come back? No.
I think it's worthwhile keeping open. It's a performance, it's trying to address a performance issue. And I'm not sure if it may be enough for us to discuss it at a larger RA meeting, see if anyone is still running into this. As far as I know, it is still an issue for libraries that have a large number of search requests. So it's going to have to be addressed in some way or another.
Okay, so we'll just leave it as it is.
Oh, I'm seeing data from Chargo. Sorry, I had a thing I had to step away from. I'm just catching up. Yeah, we're not really using the pick slips at we're using it at some of our smaller branches, but we're not using them at Regenstein anyway. So yeah, it's not a problem for us. And the 2,000 to 3,000 slips at once is certainly not, I don't know who that is. Good for them that they have those kinds of numbers. 454 is higher. That must have been a holiday weekend or something. I mean, we get like 200 a day. I don't want to be like dismissive of it, but like that 454 is like we were closed for, we're coming back from winter recess, aren't we? Like that's a lot. And even so, it like 15 seconds and it worked. That seems not terrible. But yeah, I would agree with Tom. Like, we could ask if anybody else is dealing with this, or if anybody, maybe even in Slack, does anybody still anticipate that they're going to need to print 2,000 to 3,000 slips at once? Like, who is that? Was that Duke? Who, like, who's, you know, whose number was that? Because they are, there is that feature where they're going in and they want to change how the pick slips print so that they sort by shelving location and machine readable effective call number.
Oh yeah,
So, like,
right.
they're going to have to go in here and do something with the pick slips. Hopefully they don't make it worse.
Okay, I will add a comment that this should be looked at again. And we could take it up again then. So, next one. Print pick slips by requested pickup service point. This, oh, I remember this. It was the French National Library that brought it up. Because they have some weird system of locations. Was that already 5 years ago?
I think this was already
Almost.
rolled into, or is it a different one? Thought this was already rolled in that as a feature. I know that. We got a version of Sunflower to play with on our training environment. So, yeah, there's a facet and request for tags, pickup service point, and retrieval service point. Is this not, although this is requested service point? Requested pickup service point. Yeah, so isn't this already covered?
I have no idea, but BNCF has is it live, aren't they? So they probably have found a solution. We just probably leave that as it is. And if they still need this at any time. They can act on it, still in draft. So,
Yeah, I mean, I might throw a note on it just because I'm paying Anne I think this functionality may already be covered, so this just might be duplicate work that could be closed out, but she might know best.
Okay. Will you do this? All right. We are then done with the staff slips and go to the claim returned. And we started to discuss some of these, and then said we need to look at them all at once.
I mean, this is certainly, to me, still a nice to have. It wouldn't be a
Yeah.
particularly critical feature, but this is one of mine. I mean, I know it says
Yeah.
Emma Betcher, but this is functionality that we had in Olay. And it was nice. I wouldn't, if nobody else wants it, I don't, we've lived with it for quite some time at this point, so it's not, doesn't feel critical. But basically, this specifically sort of says out of scope is notices to the patron, but that was actually part of the functionality, was that it had a setting where you could go in and it would say we've searched, and then it would send an automatic notice to the patron saying we've looked for this, you should also keep looking for this. And then when you hit a predetermined number of searches, it would then trigger you to make a billing decision. Right, so it just kind of automated the process nicely. But again, at least in our context, how many claims do we even have a year anymore? I don't know, we're up to like 200 this year.
No. So
So that's
yeah.
not as many as we used to have.
That's nice. So we have to put this in further refinement. We're not going to close it because it would be nice to have one day. So. Prevent claim return action on item that is already claimed returned.
Yeah, this one might need to be tested. I'm not sure why this is a feature, though. I would feel that this is almost a bug.
Yeah. Oh, probably it was not considered a bug, but a undefined functionality.
Yeah, that's what a lot of these end up breaking into. I made a note of it. As I start working more on VFine stuff, I'll roll this into it. Or I can roll it into it. I can also try to see if this is actually still a thing.
Yeah, we should try to. Yeah, if it's done from the loan details, it prevented. You cannot hit that button twice, but it's about the bulk action from the loans view when you can check multiple items.
Yeah. I mean, either way, like if this is only being enforced on the UI side, it should be on the back end side where it's enforced, where you can't submit a second claims return. I'm not even sure what the ramifications are all of allowing you to mark an item as claims returned a second time.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I mean, it seems like the main ramification is that it resets the date at on which it was claimed returned, but there's so many things that claim return touches. Yeah, I agree. It shouldn't be able to do this. This is dumb.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I don't know. Yeah, I haven't tested it lately to know if it's even possible still. We should probably do that.
No. And if it is, it says analysis is complete. What does it mean? It's before it's open.
Switching it. I just switched it to open. Analysis complete
Oh,
is
okay.
was used by some POs, and it was usually like a after draft status. So they would move it from open to draft, which is when they would start refining it. And then once they did some refinement with the dev team, or if there was a spike that needed to be done or something else of that nature, then they would move it to analysis complete, which was like a midterm step saying, oh yeah, this can go to the devs to actually be worked on. So there might be some other supporting documentation in there, but I just moved it to open because it's so old. Even if an analysis was done, I doubt Alex and Alex even remember what
Okay, and I
it
can just con I just went into our test system and I can confirm it totally does let you do it. And it is specifically under this circumstance. So like if you claim an item is returned, even on the main, like the loan, like the all loans screen, the open loan screen, if you just select something that is already claimed returned, it will not let you claim it returned again. But if you select it along with something else that is not claim returned, it will let you do both. And it does seem to be just sort of enforcing it on the UI end. Like if you select claimed returned items, even multiple ones, claim returned remains grayed out. And then if you select something that isn't already, then it will let you claim all three of them as returned. And from what I can see of this, it just adds a second action. Just claims it returned a second time with a second set of comments. I mean, again, I
Are
don't know what
you
that means for we're still on Q. We're still on Quasnelian. I don't think we even have Ramsons in a test in a not our main test environment, but our migration environment yet, because we're
I
waiting
just said
until we're done with fiscal year rollover.
oh yeah, we're the same. Like we're not we don't want to touch RRS until fiscal year rollover. I just added a note that you were able to confirm it on your production system on this date and that the environment was queue. So that's on there as a note. But
Okay, so this one is stories, and they are all seem pretty clear. So we just leave this as it is. Doesn't need further refinement.
don't think it
Great.
does. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty clear what the issue is. So great, we keep it as it is. Okay. Return claimed, returned item to checked out status. Yes. We still want this, right?
Yeah, and I would say this one probably should go for refinement.
Yes, definitely, yeah.
Because I would want to go through and talk about the different actions, like when it's checked out and what happens when it's checked out, what happens if it's renewed.
No.
What if it was like it should, what it really should be is it should revert back to whatever status it was in previously, not just checked out, right? Like if it was aged to lost or declared lost, what happens to the bills? Again, this comes up, you know, for us, this is primarily a thing of like patron says, hey, I returned this book. It's not due yet. But I definitely returned it, and then an hour later, after they have claimed it to as returned, they're like, you know,
Yeah.
oh, never mind, I have it. Can I still have it? And at that point, there
Yeah.
is no, the only thing you can do is mark it missing or bill them, and then you have to go through a whole thing where you like, you know, you renew it or you do other stuff instead of just reverting it back. Again, a nice to have, and I agree it needs clarification. It needs work.
Yeah. So we put this on further refinement. Great. So, on to the next label, which is others. First one. This is more of a technical depth, though.
This one, I yes and no. I honestly do not think that this will ever be able to be done.
No.
250 milliseconds, which is a quarter of a second for a transaction for check-in by barcode. Yeah.
That is something that our libraries were bringing into the game because that's what our old system does. I think that's the one. And I
I'm
think
sorry,
that's quite normal.
you're just being unreasonable.
Well, would it make sense to sort of reframe this as it needs to be able to support RFID scanners, right? Because I mean, I could see a way in which like you could do something where the RFID scanner is doing it super quickly, and then it's not the RFID scanner. I guess the question is the RFID scanner have to be tied into the UI, or could it be doing something like, sending a bunch of things into an API queue where they're getting checked in that way?
So I can't say anything about making Folio faster, but our RFID software, both with EnvisionWare and then later when we went to MK, enables the line feed speed and whether or not the return gets what the return style is for triggering the check-in. One thing that we did do for our environment is we have a, and I don't know if this is another Folio, if this is just a front-end change to ours, is when the input field for scanning the item is ready, it changes the name of the tab in the Folio tab in your browser to indicate that it's ready for a new item line feed. And that gets recognized by the RFID software as I'm ready to send another item barcode. So you put a stack of items on the RFID pad, it queues 10, ready to send one line at a time. And then the Folio UI changes to indicate that it's ready for a new item line feed. So that's a way to that we've accommodated RFID feeders or the software, both in terms of setting the time for each item to send, as well as the Folio UI recognizing or sending a signal to the RFID software that it's ready for another item to be fed. So this that might be a solution to this problem.
Yeah, I'm adding a note to this because it looks like Anne actually just remarked on this too, because it looks like
Yes.
Julian asking about it.
Charlotte was asking about it, and then Julian, and then Anne. Yes, so that's pretty recent discussion, just from like 2 weeks ago.
I just because of the nature of the back end, I know that having this response time on the back end is impossible. It's literally impossible because it has to do so much calculating and that sort of thing. Kind of related to what Joe was just saying, though, I think an approach might be to modify the front end slightly to allow you to dump a batch of barcodes for check-in, check-out. And then the front end just processes them one by one and pops them in below. So the back end can still process at its normal 2, 3 second, whatever speed, but the front end queues them up into like an internal queue on the front end. I don't know if they've done anything like that before or not, but that might be a possible solution to this.
And I would be happy to take some screenshots of how our front end was modified. It literally is just saying putting ready, the word ready in brackets at the beginning of the folio tab. And then the RFID software recognizes that as it's ready for barcode input. And so I wouldn't mind taking some screenshots and throwing that in here if it's useful.
Yeah, if you don't mind throwing that in there as well as what you got all what you all you guys have done. I think the only issue with that is that your RFID readers, I cannot talk. It might be like almost like a proprietary solution based on the equipment that you have. It might not work as a generic solution, but it's possible it might too.
Sure. Only and I've only done it with two vendors, EnvisionWare and MK. And so I don't know what other RFID software vendors are out there and what they do for recognizing that ready state.
And what I'm kind of suggesting is kind of bypassing that. There's a few pieces of software that I use, and there's a few concepts in some web design services where they actually keep data stored on the front end and then sync it to the back end as the back end becomes ready. And that's why I was kind of thinking of possibly leveraging is something of that nature. Although they may be using WebSockets for that, which Folio does not support WebSockets, so that might
Right.
be a possibility.
That other feature that you just described, Tom, would also take care of bulk check-in, where you just have a list of barcodes you copy and paste into the field and it does its work.
It would just be a bulk action for check-in and check-out, where like it just store. What I'm thinking is it just you can keep sitting there and scan barcode after barcode after barcode after barcode. It's queued in the browser. And it just takes the first barcode that you sent it, sends it to the back end for processing. Once it gets a response, it comes up. The issue would be as with that though, is anything like that with a bulk action, if there's a block, if there's a notice or a pop-up, it would have to be addressed individually one by one, which means it would probably hold up the rest of the items in the queue until it was addressed. But if that's an acceptable process, I mean, that could still work.
I mean that's exactly the same as it is for us. If you put a stack of items on there and one of them is a transfer or hold or whatever, it's gonna pause that line feed indicator in the UI tab in the exact same way until you resolve whatever the pop-up is. So I don't see how it's any different than current processing for us anyway.
Right. Agreed. Does that sound like it would work for that sort of process would work for you all, Yana?
I would think so, but would have to check with libraries, of course. Yeah, it's just one of the requirements we get, you know. Yeah, I will check.
Great. So I'll leave you to it. We don't need to discuss the discovery integration because the discovery SIG takes care of those. They have added their own labels. Go to the in-transit items report. Add normalized call number field to the in-transit report.
Is it normalized call number? Or would it be the display call number?
So I have no idea.
Well, I mean, I would imagine you would want both. You would
Oh,
want
sure.
both because if you're exporting it, presumably as a CSV, you would want to be able to sort. I mean, that's one of the big problems with all of the exports is that they only do human readable and they don't include the machine sortable, which is how I've started referring to them because it otherwise you just end up asking people how it what they mean. I don't actually see a report. I don't see any in-app reports. I don't know what they're talking about. In inventory?
Yes, inventory has a report. You can
Where?
download a CSV of in-transit items.
But where is that? I mean, are you talking about like,
In actions,
yeah,
or whatever it is called, the actions
does
button.
not, yeah, it does not appear to me. It must be a permissions issue.
Yes, probably.
Because my issue with the inventory exports is that they're always for the instance records, even when you're in the item tab. Which makes them essentially useless. So that's interesting that it's not appearing to me because I'm supposed to have essentially all the permissions since I test. But all right, good to know.
Okay, this is in German now, but here under the actions button, there is a report items in transit.
So yeah, whichever one of the call numbers is missing, I think they should both be there. That seems reasonable.
So should we put this in further refinement and have a closer look at this?
Think it's
Probably.
worthwhile.
Yeah. So, we have 8 more minutes and I need to leave a bit earlier. We have 2 more tickets until we are done. But Susan asked that we talk about how we should proceed with the finished spreadsheet. So there might be things in the spreadsheet that we didn't discuss yet. We don't have a meeting on Monday, that's canceled, but we don't have any topics yet for next Thursday. And the Thursdays after that are all canceled for holidays and conferences and vacation days and so. Should we meet again next Thursday instead of the 2 weeks rhythm and discuss how we proceed further and what do we do next? No one protesting? No
Fine
one
with me.
agreeing?
I think that's a good
Okay.
idea. I mean,
Great.
we could use this spot for refining tickets if we wanted to.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's not eating up time in the general RA meeting or in 2 weeks if we decide we review these two and it goes back to there, we can always close down the meeting. So I'm fine with that.
Yeah. We should bring back the whole list to the general meetings, but how we should do that. Yeah, we should talk about how we do that. Yes, okay, so I'll schedule that for next Thursday. So B. Oh, this is something like putting an item from open awaiting pickup to open not yet filled. Wasn't that the ticket that we already proposed for closure? No. Ah, here.
Yeah, I'm not sure what.
Did we talk about this?
Not sure what the idea behind this is. It was submitted by Brooks, so it might have to be. It might do something with reshare or DCB, something that they're doing in a workflow.
Yeah, we proposed it for closure. And if we don't do this, Then we don't need this any longer. So just go ahead and intend to close on it.
Yeah, and this is kind of gonna be done anyways as part of phase two or three of the checkout through request override, because we're planning on adding another trigger. If something was available for pickup and it moves back or gets canceled, it will trigger another notice. I'm not sure if that would do, but yeah.
So we have one left, frame renewal for inactive or expired user and allow override. You can discuss this if you want to. I need to leave now. So
We can pick it up
Are you
next week.
host
We can
or
pick it up
who's
next
host?
week. Okay.
Oh, I was just asking if you were host, because if you leave, it might close out the
Yeah.
meeting, buddy.
Yeah. I can.
Let's just give us 4 more minutes of our lives back and then
Okay,
leave.
so
Right?
yeah, I could make someone else host, but yeah.
No,
No.
don't. Let's.
Just
I gotta go
we
too.
leave it for next week and yeah. Have a great week.
Thanks, you too.
You too.
Bye.
Take care, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.